Right now, the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
All right, I need some sports help. Some sports psychology help. Because I have not been following sports, really, for the past, 70 years?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. I'll get a more exact figure for you a little bit later on today.
Okay.
But I, like the rest of the country, was shocked by the Shedeur Sanders falling, and what's the story behind the story, and what's the history here, and what's going on with this, because he ends up going 6th pick in the 5th round. So that's the, what pick overall?
144.
44.
Yeah.
9.
And so I didn't watch any of his live streaming. You know, he had, a camera on him at all times for his live streaming, his party, his ongoing party.
Yeah, and he had a backdrop. I mean, he had dollar signs, legendary on the wall, a setup of shelves with different hats that he could go to, just depending on who drafts him. And
okay. Yeah. All right. So help me process this. Is he an idiot, or is it genius that he goes out afterwards, and after he is picked by the Browns, who end up taking other quarterbacks ahead of him?
Yeah.
And that he goes out to a Dallas nightclub and parties till 2 a.m. and his guys, his friends, bring out Louis Vuitton cases of $100 bills that they're opening up. And
hey, we got fifth round money here.
Hey, somebody did deliver, I guess, some drinks to him with a light up sign. It was the bottle girls with a light up sign that read fifth round pick. So is he,
no,
is he approaching
genius.
This a little bit smart in that he's embracing it and saying, hey, look, I wrote these big PR checks, and now I got to back it up. I'm going to have my party just as I had it scheduled, and we're going to do it.
No, it's not genius. And the Browns had to be thinking, wow, we've been through this before with Johnny Manziel. Same kind of thing. Although Shedeur takes the attitude, I think, to another level from what Manziel didn't have draft party like this. But
Shador's a better college quarterback than Manziel was.
No, they were both. Manziel was a better college quarterback, but Shedeur was probably a better pro prospect, or is.
Yeah.
But Manziel was a better college quarterback, for sure.
But did Johnny Football, did he come out with the Louis Vuitton cases?
He would have if he would have thought of it.
Yeah.
If he had been
smart enough to think about it.
And he wasn't making that NIL money. Because of Johnny Football, Shedeur is making that NIL money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as it turns out, that documentary said that Johnny found a way to make a lot of money.
Yeah. As most college football players, especially from Texas, did for many, many years. Look at Shedeur. This is Shadur's Twitter page. Look at his big dollar sign squared.
Oh, man, he's got
it's squared. Dollar sign squared.
So that's what you get when you draft Shedeur. Now, I think you're also getting a really good quarterback, but like I said all of last week when we did all our Shedeur segments, he's a lot. He is a lot. And I think you saw that over the weekend.
It just makes me so nervous. How is Dion counseling him? Because part of Dion is smart, right?
Sure.
A lot of Dion is smart.
What kind of advice is Dion giving his son? And is this merely what we're seeing is his son taking his advice? Or is this his son going against his advice?
That I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the dynamic there. But I do think he watches Pops and thinks, yeah, I like that. As Dion says, I'm going to get down like that too. The problem was Dion was the greatest corner.
I know. And I asked you guys that over the weekend when we got together for our weekend show meeting that we always have. I asked, well, is Shedeur as good as Dion was as a college football player? Because Dion knew he could be as brash as he wanted to be because he knew that he could
play
cash that check.
Yes.
His body could actually perform that well.
Deion's probably the greatest cornerback in the history of the game, and Shadur is probably the 400th best quarterback in college football history.
Yeah.
Just when you're taken in the fifth round like this, and it becomes the biggest story in draft history in a way, this slide.
Yeah.
Do you go out and have that party at a nightclub that goes till 2 in the morning with all of these trappings, with all this ridiculous stuff? I mean, you understand my angle on it, and that part of it seems genius in that he just does this and then has a sign delivered to him that says fifth round pick, and he's celebrating it big time. I mean, because, he made it to the NFL. That's an accomplishment in and of itself.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and I think if you're Shadur, you keep going.
Because if you double down enough on it, it becomes cartoonish enough to where it's not held against you. It's something that you end up liking about a person, is that they're so brash.
I thought your angle on this was going to be the prank call.
Well, now, here I'm torn, because we usually... I hated the prank call. I'll just flat out say it.
I did too.
I hated it. It made me feel icky. We're talking about the two guys. I don't know whether they were from Ole Miss or not, because there was that Ole Miss quarterback that was taken ahead of Shadur.
Jackson Dart.
Yeah. And
he was taken way ahead of Shadur.
They crank call Shadur on this line that Shadur says that he got specifically for the draft, and only the teams allegedly had this number. So they pretended like they were the GM of the Saints, I think.
Yeah, Mickey Loomis. And one of them was the son of a defensive coordinator in the league, Jeff Ulbrich. It's Jeff Ulbrich's son.
Oh, so they know who the guys are. That's where
Falcons defensive coordinator. The Falcons released a statement. Earlier in the week, Jax Ulbrich, the 21-year-old son of defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, unintentionally came across the draft contact phone number for Shadur Sanders off an open iPad while visiting his parents' home, and wrote the number down to later conduct a prank call.
And you know, he immediately called his friend, bro. Yeah. I've got Shadur's number. We've got a totally prank call.
So not only do they prank call him, but of course they have to video it, and then they put it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is he thinking? I mean, it's his face on there. It wasn't like he obscured his face or anything.
I don't know.
And he puts it out there. Okay, has he come out and apologized and done a whole bunch of...
And you'd like to know, he actually called Shadur, and Shadur took his call, and he apologized.
Hello?
And again, I hate it too. Everybody hates it. And I'm not defending him, but take 21-year-old Gordo. Me, Junior, we all would have done something stupid.
We
like
all
that
would have done
21.
Something stupid, but hopefully, and I haven't seen the apology and all that kind of. Hopefully, he handled it with grace and looks like it was genuine.
Did.
And
he did,
and everything. But yeah, oh, that was just I felt so bad for Shadur.
I know,
watching him take the prank call, thinking he was taken, and then at the end of the prank call, the guy says, "Well, you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer. You get drafted."
But he told him, "Not funny." But
once again, this is not.
Hey, we're gonna take you with our next a pick, but you're going to have to wait a little bit. And then that was it. And then Shadur's
like, what does that mean? Oh, it's so cringy. I can't take that. Oh, stop.
In a way, it helped Shadur because the whole world was laughing at him. And then once that got out, everybody felt sorry for Shadur. And now they're back in his camp.
Good.
Until maybe the party on Saturday night.
Yeah, and then he has the party.
And
the only
more.
Thing I was thinking was, okay, maybe he had the party because it was a sold thing. He couldn't cancel it because he's got people coming in for this, and it's sponsored.
Maybe.
But then I was thinking, well, but wasn't this originally scheduled for Thursday night then?
Oh, yeah. It was a two-night delay. He thought for sure he was going to the top five.
Yeah. So he's already shown that it's been able to be moved and rescheduled. Maybe reschedule it for after your first season as a backup, and maybe have some preseason experience. Maybe after a preseason win in which you played some part in the game, you could have this party.
I think he will keep leaning into this. I think he'll have a training camp party. I think he'll, like his dad, probably ride in a gold-plated golf cart to practice. And
What if he ends up Brown's third team quarterback, inactive on Sundays? He could.
Yes, very well could. I don't know if he'll play it down this year.
Or he could be their starter.
It
could be any of the above.
I mean, he's going to a place, too, where quarterbacks go to fade away. So who knows?
Okay. What do you think that the overall feeling of the NFL fan is right now? Do they root for Shador because now somehow he's an underdog? Or do they root for his failure because he has been so brash?
I bet it's 50-50.
Yeah, it's like everything else in this country.
Down the middle.
Yeah, where you are, and then you're willing to fight somebody for whether or not he plays.
The president got into it. He truthed out. I don't know what you call the...
Yeah.
But he said he took time away from his duties as leader of the free world to tweet about Shador Sanders. He said, "What is wrong with NFL owners? Are they stupid?" All caps, stupid. "Deion Sanders was a great college football player and was even greater in the NFL. He's also a very good coach, streetwise and smart. Therefore, Shador, his quarterback son, has phenomenal genes," all caps, "and is set for greatness," one cap, the beginning of greatness. "He should be picked," and picked is in quotes, and then immediately, and then that's all caps, and then back down to lowercase, "by a team that wants to win," all caps win. "Good luck, Shador, and say hello to your wonderful father," exclamation point. "All season long at Colorado, he showed off his prowess as a pocket passer, benefiting from a great connection with..." The tweet had already ended, and now we're back into the story. Noticed a tone shift there.
Hey, why do most 70 years and older use all caps a lot when they're texting or tweeting?
I think so they can see the word.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, it does seem to be a line.
Or just to show you that they're yelling, I guess.
Generational lines. Mm-hmm. Might have to go all caps. "Therefore, Shador, his quarterback son, has phenomenal genes." Where you take him.
So the Montana kid should have gone in the first round. And
right.
Jerry Rice's kid. As long as they have the genetics.
Did you see the moment where Shador and his brother are standing next to each other? What's his brother's name?
Shiloh.
He was also eligible in this draft.
He really slipped.
Well, that's what he commented to Shador. He goes, "Man, if you're falling this far, think about what it's going to do to me." Funny line.
Yep.
We thought you were going top five.
Brothers poking at each other there. It was funny.
They got the five right.
What?
He thought he was going top five. He got the five right. It was just fifth round, not
fifth
overall.
So he went in the top five rounds.
Yes.
That's what he meant originally. Right. We misunderstood it.
Right. Let's look at it that way.
Well, now I have to admit, I'm kind of rooting for the guy. I know nothing about him, and I have no idea what kind of brash statements he's made in the past or whatever. All I know is what I've reported to you here, and now I'm rooting for him to have a great comeback story.
I find myself rooting for him, too, because heading into the draft, I thought he was much maligned. And I think he's a really good quarterback, and I've always thought he's going to be a good pro. Mm-hmm. So I'm rooting for him just so my prediction can be right.
Yeah, I predict
for your own selfish reasons, you're hoping that someone else does well in life.
Yes.
And I predicted failure for him, so I hope he doesn't take a snap this year. I just want to be right.
Whoa. Okay. Oh,